Hello to my kings and queens. How are y'all doing? It is your girl Moashe. This is what I'm thinking. And today is day 11 of No November. For those that this is your first time listening, I am doing No November and I am fasting from a few things. I am fasting from masturbation. I am fasting from social media. I am fasting from drinking, and I am not smoking. I feel like fasting from those things will help me get more spiritually connected within myself, and I feel like it will help me further on my journey. Now that we've got that done on the docket, I was out here scrolling in these YouTube streets because I'm not on social media, but I use YouTube for my entertainment because I have to have something to energize my mind. So I pick YouTube. Well, scrolling across these YouTube streets, trying to be safe, not trying to get hit in the traffic, I ran across a few videos about Stevie J filing for a divorce from Faith Evans. And I'm not surprised. I think it's 3 or 4 years later after after those two have gotten married. And all I can say is about time. So, allegedly, Faith Evans recently got booked, fingerprinted, and her photo taken because of domestic violence. Now, over here, what I'm thinking, we do not condone in domestic violence, but I'm just saying maybe she just had to knock Stevie J's shit straight. Because for anyone who watched Love and Hip Hop, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and I think also Stevie J made his debut also on Hollywood once before. You know, he was bouncing around making sure them chicks kept coming in. So for anybody that watched Love and Hip Hop, I scrolled across it a couple of times, you know, during my low vibrational days, when TV was my subject of entertainment at the time. And the foolishness that was going on between him, Mimi, and Jocelyn Hernandez was beyond me, okay? Stevie J, he don't look like much, but, you know, your mans gets his money. And he had some ladies, I guess you could say, fighting over him. I'm not wanting to be in the hen or the chicken coop, but to me personally, I'm not the finest thing to look at, but there's somebody for everybody. I just didn't. First of all, he too grown. You got way too many kids to be out here acting the way you acting. Like, set an example for your children. Your children. Not for nobody else's children, because all parents should be able to raise their own kids. But set a proper example for the children that you have. You know, I feel like that whole debacle with him and Mimi, even if it was legit, you know, whether they were in a relationship or not, they also have a child of their own together. And then Jocelyn Hernandez, she also has a child by Stevie J. And it was just, I don't know. It could have been a love triangle, or it could have been a throuple. I don't know. They all could have been together and just was showing their ass for national TV, pretty much. I don't know. It seemed like it was a whole lot of drama in most of his relationships. I mean, if that's what you love, that's what you love. Whatever floats your boat. But I don't know. I really don't know too much information about Faith Evans herself, besides that she is a wonderful singer and she is a mother herself. Back in the day, she used to be with Biggie Smalls, and her and Lil' Kim had whatever little cackle full of ruffling thing that they had going on. And I just don't get it. I don't get it why a lot of these women out here just feel like they, first of all, some women feel like it's acceptable to get out here and take a man from another woman. And let me tell you, from personal on purpose experience and by accident, baby, that is not where it's at. How you get them is how you lose them. How they was acting with us, how they act with you, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't change anything. These men's and these women's is gonna do whatever it is that they want to do. You can't make nobody do nothing that they're not doing already. You can't make anybody change. I honestly feel like it was, I don't know if Stevie J and Faith Evans had been talking to each other prior to getting married or not, allegedly, from what Miss Jocelyn Hernandez said, that because, first of all, before I get to that, Miss Jocelyn, baby, she's gonna spill all the tea, okay? She's gonna spill all the tea. She is gonna pour you the strongest liquor with no chaser, and you just gonna have to take it. Take that shot and go with it as it may, because Miss Jocelyn Hernandez, baby, will do one hell of a drag, and she will put the business out there, first of all and foremost. And Jocelyn had posted a post, I think it was on Instagram or Twitter, and she was basically like that she doesn't understand, you know, what's going on with Miss Faith, and she hasn't messed around with Stevie J in about 4 years, so she really doesn't understand why Faith Evans is really worried about her in her business, because Miss Jocelyn has her 3 shows on streaming platforms, so she doesn't get why Miss Faith Evans is even worried about her, because nobody's worried about Stevie J. She just wants Stevie J to take care of his child that they have together, and that's it, okay? Well, she said a whole lot of other alleged things that's in there, but I'm not here to trash nobody, put their business out there like that. I mean, I could, but I'm not even going to have the patience to go back and even find that information, because that's not what I'm here for. My thoughts is really just on this whole divorce thing. And first of all, marriage is not something that people need to be sitting here playing about. Let's be real. It is way too hard out here in the dating pool to just be finding and marrying anybody, nonetheless, just out here dating multiple people, because the dating pool is full of pee and algae and dirt and leaves and everything, and then a lot of the people walking around here are infected with STDs and STIs and a lot of other things that penicillin cannot cleanse out their body. So you got to be careful out here. You got to be careful. You got way too many people out here with these narcissistic traits, and they out here, it's just an uproar, everything's going crazy or whatnot. So you gotta be out here. You gotta protect yourself. You have to set your boundaries, and everything. And I'm gonna be honest, when I first heard about Faith Evans and Stevie J getting married, I was like, and basically my opinion was going from what I saw on Love and Hip Hop. I'm gonna be honest, from what I saw Stevie J putting Mimi and Jocelyn through, I was thinking, like, Faith, baby, have you been watching TV? Do you have a TV at your house, honey? Have you seen the blogs, sugar? Have you, Shade Room, anything on Twitter? Have you a magazine? Because it's been there. It's been there, honey. It's been there. Stevie J has been out here cutting the fool for every reason and no reason at all. So, I don't know. Maybe she was blinded by love. And I'm gonna be honest, I really don't know what he saw in her. Neither. I mean, I'm nobody to talk. Don't nobody want me, but this ain't about me. This is just my opinion about other people. And I feel like I should be able to say what I want to say because you put your business out here. You put it out here for the whole world to see. And, you know, you knew what you was walking into when you got into it. Let me just say that about Faith Evans. You knew who this man was. You saw what his situation was on TV. A lot of that was not acting. Let me tell you that much. A lot of that was not just acting. That was not just acting from the script. A lot of that was these individuals actually getting on TV, reality TV, and showing their pure asses for a check. And Mona Scott, girl, Miss Mona, oh baby, Miss Scott, whichever one you would like to go by, you know how to get your bag, honey. Because I understand a lot of those celebrities that were on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Hollywood, New York, Love and Hip Hop Miami, like a lot of those people, I understand that they were getting their bags, but they were not getting as much as Mona Scott was getting for y'all getting on there and showing y'all pure asses on TV. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Stevie J and Faith Evans actually had a spinoff show for a while that was on VH1, and I'm gonna be honest, I did not tune in. I really did not care. I really did not want to follow that storyline with that, to be honest, because it wasn't something that actually interested me until right about now. Because I don't know. I try to read between the lines of a lot of things, and I was trying to figure out, first of all, why would Stevie J be filing for divorce from Faith Evans when it seemed like they were such a lovey-dovey and very well-structured couple. But it's the what you see on the outside in front of the cameras and on the internet that really deceives the eye, honestly, because all the happy birthdays and I love yous and everything on social media, you really got to be careful with looking at a lot of that because you don't know what goes on in the household and everything. And another alleged thing was Jocelyn Hernandez also mentioned that she did not want her daughter around Faith Evans' children because they put her daughter, and I'm not gonna mention her name because that's a child. If you know what it is, that's you, but I'm not gonna mention the kid's name. Put her child in harm, so she really did not want her around Faith Evans or the kids anymore, which as Jasta Hernandez being a mother, I really don't care what everybody says. But at some moment in time, you really have to protect your child. I don't know in detail of how she was put in harm, but as a mother, you have to protect your kids, and you have to honestly be careful and set the boundaries with the father or the mother of your child when they get a significant other. You have to make sure that that person is legit enough for your child to be around, because you want your child to feel safe when they're not in the household with you. You want to at least feel like you can trust the other parent to make sure that the child is not put in harm. And I don't know. That's just something that I wanted to drop out here on y'all minds today, because it was something that I was just looking at. And it domestic violence is absolutely nothing to kiki about, but I'ma say this. Stevie J need to stop his shit. Allegedly, they said that Faith Evans had been cheating on Stevie J. I don't know. With the track record that Stevie J has, how can you be mad if somebody cheats on you? And I mean, cheating is not acceptable for the male or the female. But these days, the way that relationships are going with, and to each its own, if you want to be swingers or you want multiple people in your relationship, that is absolutely your business. I am not against nobody and their preference or something that they enjoy. But if he is divorcing her because she cheated on him, it's kind of like the pot trying to call the kettle black. But I don't know if that's the case. I just know that is alleged, and I'm just going by what I am thinking. Okay, I'm just going by what I'm thinking and my assumptions. I'm gonna leave that right there on y'all's spirits sizzle for a little bit. Y'all have a wonderful day.